Hello, this is Emma Jo from the Hitlist on KMFM, and it is not every evening that you can say that you are joined with Codaline.
Hey!
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was a unanimous hey.
We should probably give it a bit more energy, guys.
Yeah.
It's been
nearly
a long day.
Nearly got there.
How are you all doing, guys?
Great.
Good. Really good.
Had a good day.
Happy?
Yeah.
And you just did us a gorgeous little acoustic session, which was lovely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Super, super lovely. We'll talk about that later, though. First of all, if you were all emojis today to describe your mood, which ones would you be? We'll start with Steve.
I would probably be the panda emoji.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
Because I really like that emoji.
Jason?
I think I'd be the ghost emoji because it's the only one I know how to draw.
Go on.
The only one you know how to draw?
Well, yeah, on my phone. I'm not really good at emojis.
Oh, I see. It's the only one you know how to...
They kind of miss me. Yeah, I can do it in without having to go in and find it.
Oh, I see.
Wait, do you mean draw as in draw?
No, like do on your phone.
Do you go home and practice drawing emojis?
Yeah, I draw on my phone. Drawing
emojis. Is this what you do in your spare time, Jason?
This is all I do in my spare time.
Okay, good. I think we'll move on. Mark, what would you be?
I'd be the lady with the red dress.
The dancing lady!
Whenever I see her, I'm just like, yeah, I want to go... out now.
She's the best one. Yeah. She's like the one you use. Yeah, when you're out on the town, it's like a dancing lady emoji.
Yeah, sometimes two.
Oh.
Dancing lady. Well,
that's a really good one.
You're keen, Mark. And Vinny?
No, I used a crocodile one for the first time like a while ago. So
what was it in context with?
I can't remember, but I remember doing it, and I was like, that's nice.
So here's a fun fact. I saw you guys a couple of years ago at the Great Escape Festival in Brighton.
Oh, wow. Yes.
You did this super like intimate Vivo gig. Yeah. I was probably standing like as close as I am to you now, which, like, for those of you at home, is very close.
Was that the one with Iggy Azalea?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah, that was the hottest gig I think I've ever played.
Yeah, it was amazing. But, like, look at you now. We're, like, 2 years on, and you've, like, sold out the Roundhouse in London.
Yeah, it's been an amazing 2 years. Like, funny you mentioned that gig, because I remember we shared a dressing room before we went on stage with Iggy Azalea. She was just, like, dancing and rapping around. Like,
We'd never heard of her before. That was, like, literally the first... Yeah. Moment of Iggy, and it was like, wow, what
she's
is this?
She's
this
scared is terrifying.
Us. Is she really scary?
She's not PG.
Well, she was a very formidable lady.
Yeah,
you she's know, very really? Outgoing.
The song she was singing was not PG, and I was afraid. I was like, oh, good God.
It's probably the loudest thing I've ever experienced.
What emoji would you use to describe Iggy Azalea?
I don't know. There's not one rude enough for Iggy Azalea.
She'd have her own one.
Or she'd be like the little eyes, like the awkward, like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't expecting you
or
to do that.
Or just the open eyes one, do you know what it's like?
Yeah.
The kind of shocked one.
Yeah. But yeah, you must be immensely proud of, like, how far you've come in, like, a relatively short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. We just did a UK-European tour there and the whole thing was sold out and that was... Yeah, amazing. Awesome. It was one of those pinch me moments, I suppose. Yeah. We've had an incredible 2 years.
And like, getting to release our second album has been amazing.
So obviously you released In a Perfect World, which was your first album. But as well as that, you are also the Gogglebox theme tune.
Yeah, still, more importantly somehow. Than anything else.
More importantly.
That is the most important thing. This was super exciting.
But it's like some days you walk into like a shop. Like we walked into McDonald's earlier and one of our
that's
songs came on the radio.
And
I was trying to kind of gesture to everybody. But like that's still a bit weird, but coming down into your own sitting room and hearing something come on every night at about 9 o'clock, it's like, wow, they really still play like three songs of ours for the whole, we pretty much have the whole show to ourselves.
Basically the Codaline show.
Yeah.
We never knew about Gogglebox and it was people just kept mentioning it to us saying, yeah, did you hear your songs on Gogglebox or whatever? And then we eventually watched it and it's not just the theme tune. Like, they play our songs through the whole show. And it turns out it's an amazing show as well. I love it.
We're still waiting to be asked to come on it.
I was about to say, have you like started a petition to get Codaline?
No, we've just been very vocal about our want to be on the show. I think we're just going to have
available.
To book into their B&B and just go hang out with Dom. And...
Yeah, because you know Dom and Steph are from Kent.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Down the road.
Yeah.
Oh.
They
a
literally
place called
live,
Sandwich,
like,
isn't it?
A place called Sandwich, yeah. So true. So you could like just nip over there now and just like turn up and just stay there until...
We could just sing our song, the theme tune, in their garden. Just constantly.
Well, that would be good. You could do like a live session of the theme tune before Gogglebox starts.
Yeah.
What do you reckon you guys would be like on Gogglebox? Do you reckon you'd be actually funny? Like, not that you're not. But like,
we'd actually be funny.
Well, I'd say first and foremost, nobody could probably understand us. When we get excited, we tend to speak a lot faster.
Okay.
And our dodgy Irish accents are hard to understand.
Like we have our own like language. Like when we're on tour, like we talk. We say words that people have no idea what it means. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, so like, give me an EG. Like an Irish word.
oh, well, see, there's Irish words, but then on top of that, because we've known each other for so long, we have...
Stupid
we've
words.
Developed our own words, like leak.
Are you telling me there's a Codaline code?
There's a language I can't tell you anymore.
Oh, my God, a secret language. Is this for real?
Yeah.
So can I not know just one word? Just one little
You're
word?
You're not in the circle of trust yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, harsh but true.
We have a word called ged,
which
means that it's not good, it's kind of bad. So we'll say, that's ged.
But you can use it around people that don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you give me a contextual example of this?
Well, Mark just did one there. Go on.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear
I
go again.
I wasn't talking to you directly.
Oh.
He was talking to me.
Was it an insult? Was it a really horrible insult?
It was, but it wasn't towards anybody.
Okay, that's fine. Can you say it again?
So let's say I didn't like Vinny's jacket. I am very keen on Vinny's jacket. It's nice.
It's a beautiful jacket.
I'd say, that jacket's really good.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, oh, thanks.
Oh, thanks, if I didn't know what God means.
What's the way you say it?
So it's kind of like an indifference.
Yeah, it kind of means anything you wanted to, really.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it means...
This is the first time we've ever explained it to somebody.
It means it's not good.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's just the general rule.
But if it's really good, it's not good.
I feel like you guys don't even know what this word means.
No, we kind of don't.
This is probably, maybe we have a language, but we don't understand it ourselves.
It's unravelling. Backtrack.
So let's actually talk about your music, because we haven't actually even got to this stage yet. So Honest was obviously the debut single from your album, and it is very like, well, a lot of people have said to me, like when I'm doing my show and I play Honest, one of my friends, who is the biggest Coldplay fan in the world ever, literally messaged me like, oh my God, is this Coldplay? And I was like, no. This is Codaline. That's a pretty big compliment, isn't it?
Yeah, completely. You know, we grew up listening to bands like Coldplay and Snow Patrol, and these are still the biggest bands in the world, so it's something you can't help but feel a bit happy about when you're like, oh, we're not doing it that bad if we sound like them.
If we could get to the level that Coldplay are,
that'd be all right.
That'd be all right, you know? Yeah.
But I feel like with this album, that's kind of like the route you're going for, because I feel like every song is very like... epic and kind of like anthemic as well. Like I can imagine people singing in crowds with like their phones out, epic moment.
Well, yeah, they have been so far. You know, the tour has gone amazing, and it's the first chance we had to play kind of new songs, and everyone was singing along to them just as much as they were to the last album. So the fans have taken to it really well, and everyone singing back is a great feeling.
I've just spotted something very funny.
Oh no.
She's got her names written down.
Oh no. No, you can't see this. No.
Cheat sheets.
What's it say beside me?
Mark. In brackets, beardy one.
It's not even accurate.
There's three beards.
There's three beards.
Yeah, but I think in pictures, Mark was the beardiest. Everyone else is just described by what you play, and Mark is just beardy one.
Yeah.
That's a compliment. I'm a big fan of beards.
Oh, there. That's okay.
So it's probably a compliment. Anyway, where were we?
Sorry,
Before we notice my notes of who everyone is.
John, we've got notes written on you as well.
Go on, what are they?
Nope. The beardy one. No. Only joking.
I feel like I dressed appropriately though to fit into like the Codaline vibe.
Definitely. Nice.
Now he feels he has to make a compliment.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Sorry.
Anyway.
Music.
Yeah. Going back to obviously your single, The One, which is your latest single. It has the best story to it ever, which obviously I already know. But can you just tell it to me again because it's like really cute.
Yeah. Well, usually the songs that we write about like people we've met and experiences we've had, but this song was written for a really good friend of ours who got married last year, or 2 years?
2 years ago?
Three?
We should know.
No, it was two.
We were
two. It wasn't three.
Can you just keep saying the word three, because it's my favourite.
33 and a third. I think it was 33 and a third.
Yeah, I think it was 33 and a third years ago.
We've known him since we were kids. We used to do Battle of the Bands in secondary school and stuff like that, and he was a judge when we won... a Battle of the Bands, and he was the first person we ever recorded music with, and we've known his now wife for years and years. But yeah, we wrote a song for his wedding because we forgot to get him a wedding present,
because we're good friends like that.
Yeah. Is that true though? Is it like you actually forgot to get him a present? You were like, oh God, and so you just sat down one afternoon and all wrote this song like super quickly.
Yeah, Steve wrote this song like the night before the wedding and showed Mark on the morning of it, and then we were at the kind of ceremony and Steve was like, I wrote the song. We're like, oh yeah, great, yeah. And then that night played it, and like Jay had to hold like the lyrics on an iPhone
for Mark
to remember. And we had all had a few drinks, but it worked out really well, and they loved the song. And it was never meant to end up on the album, but we played a show in, I think it was Montreal, and this guy came up to our tour manager before the show and asked that he wanted to propose to his girlfriend and asked would it be all right. So we were like, yeah. So it was like, we only had plan A, like if she said yes, we'd play that song. And if she said no, then there'd be awkward silence.
But yeah, I was going to say, what was your like backup plan? Because obviously this would have reflected on you guys
we
like,
didn't
doing
have
the show.
One.
It was just basically drag him off stage.
And just play the most upbeat, fastest song we could think of.
Did you think she was pressured into saying yes because she was doing it in front of a lot of people?
It did slightly feel like that, yeah.
Shotgun wedding.
we were so nervous that like, okay, if she says no, this is going to be a disaster. But she said yes. I mean, it was the most... It was an awkward thing. We're not doing that again.
So if you're thinking at home, you're thinking of doing a proposal at one of Codeline's gigs, then
do it
think again.
In the crowd.
Do it in the crowd.
It'll be just as romantic.
Yeah,
do it in the crowd. Okay, we're going to have a little cards on the table moment.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know which ones of you are single and which ones aren't, but have any of you found the one yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wait, that was two very quick yeses.
They found each other.
Yeah, exactly.
These two just...
Oh, hang on, right, wait, let's take a moment. Right, so Vinny, you have found the one.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I got engaged last November.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
So, you've pretty much sorted.
Yeah.
Cool. You're out of the question.
I'm out of the question.
Steve.
I'll move over here.
Yeah, I've got a girlfriend, so she probably won't like me saying this, but I found the one, like, last time I had a Kinder Egg, because I love Kinder Eggs.
I thought you were going to say last time I had a girlfriend.
That's even more controversial.
And then she broke up with me, and I was literally
seconds away from diving in the microphone. No.
Yeah.
No, you can't beat a good Kinder Egg.
Yeah.
I gave my ex-boyfriend a Kinder Egg for Christmas once.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a pretty terrible present for
Christmas. It was a stocking. It wasn't the only present. Yeah, there were other presents. Jason, I feel like this is very awkward. You're looking at your fingernails in a very distressed manner.
No,
God, I'm not. I found someone that I could spend many years sleeping in a bunk bed in a room with a single shower.
So is that a no?
I'm sure. No, you're definitely not a no because I'd be shot, but...
Okay, you're on the fence.
Yes. I found it, but I'm not going to say yes.
Okay, you're on the fence.
Yeah.
We'll say. Mark?
Single.
Oh, so no one for you.
No
one.
No one for you, my next question.
None for you.
I meant no the one for you, but it came out like no one.
I'm sure there is.
Beardy, lonely man.
Oh.
Beardy and lonely, the two worst things.
Lonely in brackets down there, Mark. Beardy and lonely.
Beardy and lonely. Yeah, just write lonely in there beside the...
Okay, I've got some special pens here because... Well, the plan was for your video for the one was that obviously you were getting people to tweet you with pictures, writing down when they knew they'd found the one. Okay, so those of us that have found the one, I want you to...
Excluding Mark.
I'll just wait outside.
No, but Mark, I haven't found the one either, so I still have a plan.
Well, you might maybe could find each other.
There we go.
Maybe you are the one, Mark.
I'll stick around then.
Yeah, maybe this is what's going to happen. But anyway, so I want you all to write down either... how you know you found the one, or what you will know when you find the one. And I'll do it as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's right.
What's it feel like, Vinny?
Let's all go.
It feels like waking up on a summer's day.
Oh, the sun in the sky.
The
birds singing outside.
Fresh dew in the grass.
Reciting Dickens.
Dickens?
Oh, I don't know.
Bashed my head.
Isn't this a little bit like school?
Can we copy each other?
No.
No copying allowed. I'm like in teacher mode. Right, who's ready?
Yeah.
Vinny, I hope yours is serious because you've actually found the one.
Yeah, no, it is, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I bet Jason's done a joke one.
Oh.
You have, haven't you, Jason?
You gave it away.
I've only just met you and I can already predict.
Well, it's not really a joke.
Right, hands in the air when you're done.
Yes, miss.
For people that are listening on the radio, three of us have put our hands up.
Right.
Aww.
Who wants to go first?
Okay, everybody looked at me.
Go on, Vinny.
Come on.
When she accepted my mild OCD.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's really hard.
He says mild, but he's scribbled around OCD seven times.
Oh, Vinny, that's true, though, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Well, that's lovely. I'm really pleased for you.
Thank
and congratulations
you.
Again, like,
Thank
in all seriousness.
Yeah.
Mark?
Someone who appreciates my beard.
Jason?
When she made the tea and remembered the biscuits.
Oh, that's cute. What sort of biscuit?
Hobnobs. No, you can't go too wrong with hobnobs.
With chocolate
hobnobs.
Like the chocolate
ones? That's just a bit too gluttonous.
If I could marry a hobnob, I would.
Or a Kinder Egg, apparently. But Steve?
When she bought me Lego.
Oh, which Lego? Because I'm literally an expert on this.
Well, nobody's ever bought me Lego.
Now we find out. Okay. So, you know earlier when you said, oh, I think I found the one. Uh-huh. So is this just a hint for her to buy you Lego and then she will be the one?
I'd like some Lego.
Okay. We'll just leave it at that then, yeah? I feel like mine is like really un-okay now. Oh, because yours are all like quite serious and I thought you were going to be like joking.
I was deadly serious.
And now mine's really embarrassing.
I'll go for it.
Go on.
No, because it's... Okay, but please don't like judge me forever.
Okay.
Or ask to see it. Okay, mine...
Hold on, what's going on here?
Mine is... No, yeah, that sounds bad. No, that sounds bad. No, right, okay, mine is... I will have found the one when that person doesn't ask me to trim my hairy mole.
Is this real?
I have a hairy mole on my arm.
Yeah, you see? Okay.
Right, for everyone at home, here's my hairy mole.
It's one hair.
It's one hair.
No, it's quite hairy. And I went on a date the other day and he was like, oh, you better trim that. And I was like, no.
You know, it's really funny that you say that because before I wrote when she bought me Lego, I had if she lets me trim her hairy mole. So this is kind of awkward now.
Yeah. I'm glad we've all established that we're not very good perfect matches for each other, so that's really good.
Well, except you and Mark.
Yeah, apart from me and Mark. Going on there. Which, yeah, might happen one day. Well, thank you so much, Steve, Mark, Jason and Vinny. Super good luck with the single The One.
Thank you.
And with the album that is already out now, coming up for air.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Codeline.
Yeah, cheers.